Year two of the Affordable Care Act is underway. Open enrollment starts October 1st. But the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services is already working to fix a big problem with the federal health insurance marketplace. The Health and Human Services Inspector General found problems in verifying the data that people used to enroll that produced inconsistencies that slowed down enrollment. Russ Hereford is Deputy Regional Inspector General for HHS. He explains how extensive the problem is.
We found that there were about 2.9 million inconsistencies and that the marketplace was not able to resolve 2.6 million of those. They simply didn't have the computer capacity to resolve those. The computerized eligibility system was not operational, and so they just weren't able to get a handle around that. So that leaves about 300,000 inconsistencies that they actually could resolve, but really could only resolve about 10,000 of those. So out of 2.9 million inconsistencies they were able to resolve, they actually resolved only 10,000 of those. So that was a disturbing picture, and that was really sort of our lead finding in this report. And in addition, we went to this 15 states that operate their own marketplaces, and we found some variation there. About half of those states said that they didn't have much problem. They were able to do this fine, but a number of states could not resolve inconsistencies and also had some mixed experience in the other states.
Does one person have one inconsistency, or can a single applicant have several inconsistencies? Are there 2.9 million people that are inconsistent, or maybe a fewer number that have multiple inconsistencies?
The totally accurate answer is that we don't know, but if you delve a little bit deeper, people can have multiple inconsistencies on one application. Clearly, there's as many as 20 or more data elements, each of which could be inconsistent. And that would, if there were 20 inconsistent data elements, that would mean 20 inconsistencies. So there's no way yet to correlate back how many actual applications or how many actual people were involved with that number of inconsistencies.
And would it be fair to say also that some of the inconsistencies, if resolved, might mitigate in favor of the applicant?
We don't know. I think the expectation is that many of them will.
Okay, so what happens next then? What does HHS, what do you expect them to do about this?
Well, we think the first thing we need to do is to be able to resolve those. Our recommendation, we're geared towards that. We recommended our recommendations to the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, which is the agency, the part of HHS that oversees the ACA. And we said, first, you've got to develop and make public a plan on how and by what date you'll be resolving these inconsistencies. And then second, we said, conduct oversight of the states to make sure that they're resolving them according to federal requirements. So we're putting the burden on CMS to actually get a hold of this problem and get it resolved. They responded to us and say they now have a plan in place, and they're conducting an interim manual process to resolve inconsistencies, and they plan to replace that later this summer with an automated system. Hopefully, that would let us all get a handle on just how many inconsistencies there really are, how many applicants are involved, and resolve those whatever way they go, whether in favor of the applicant or against the applicant.
We're speaking with Russ Hereford. He's Deputy Regional Inspector General for Health and Human Services. So when an inconsistency is detected by the system, what is supposed to happen and what actually happened in these 2.9 million cases?
Well, in the 2.9 million cases, not much happened. The marketplace will go to the applicant and they'll say, send us additional documentation. For example, you say that your wages went down last year. Send us something, and it might be a letter from an employer, it might be pay stubs, that kind of thing, that would help show and provide documentation of what the actual situation is.
And so this did not happen, in other words, at this point, or it did happen?
They were able to go out to the applicants and ask for additional material. What happened was they could not get that properly uploaded into their system to resolve those inconsistencies.
Okay, so the system partially works in that it can find the inconsistencies and at least stop the insurance issuing and subsidy process. Would that be correct to say?
It's not quite accurate, because someone is, after they apply, is eligible for 90 days to be receiving benefits to be able to enroll in a health plan and then to receive the financial assistance.
Okay, so what do we know about the data hub that is maybe not fulfilling what it's supposed to do here? I mean, did you look at the data hub, or did you simply look at the results from the applications?
We did not look at the data hub in this work. There's additional work that the Inspector General will be undertaking looking at the data hub. But we did not look at it specifically in this one. So we really looked at what that output was and the what went on at the marketplace side, but not the accuracy of the data in the data hub.
So there, the implication is there's supposed to be some kind of an algorithm or something that invokes the data hub and does a comparison to the incoming data and then issues a flag or a stoppage or something of that nature?
Exactly, and it found that stoppage. It was resolving it once it had been found. It was the difficulty that we identified.
So what does that mean for the marketplace?
It means for the marketplace that they need to be resolving these inconsistencies as they move forward. There's an open enrollment season that starts again in October of this year, and one would hope that the process would flow a bit more smoothly, if that inconsistency process is resolved and people can focus on those issues and enrolling people rather than backtracking like they've had to do here.
And CMS says they expect to be on track for the open enrollment season, which starts, what, October 1st?
Starts October 1st. They told us they expected to have a system in place by later this summer.
Okay, and so will you go back later this summer and kind of redo the tests that you did to...
We won't do this exact test, but we do follow up routinely on our recommendations. Anything we do, we go back to the agency and say, what have you done? And if we feel that they've done it properly, they have the documentation in place, they can show us the results, then we'll consider that recommendation closed. And certainly this is one area that we'll be going back and looking at it in.
But it sounds like basically they agree with your findings and they want to resolve it.
I think that's correct. I think they recognize there's a problem, they agreed with it, and they're eager to resolve it.
All right, and after this one is resolved and fixed, we hope, what's next on deck for the IG's office to be looking at?
This is a pretty dynamic environment, as I'm sure you and your listeners are aware. There's lots going on here. We have a few things that I outlined, such as looking at ongoing work, such as grants management and contracting issues. And we're constantly just looking at what's happening in the Affordable Care Act area. Like I said, it's a very dynamic environment, and we'll undoubtedly be looking at some more things in that area over the coming year.